Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
Yep. Hello, all you cool kids and...
Hello, kids.
I was trying to do the Tiger King intro. Fuck it, I'll just go with the normal one. Fuck it. I'm that tired, it's not funny. I know it's going to stay in, so it doesn't matter. G'day, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, John Crockett. Happy Easter to everyone out there in isolation. I hope you made the best of what you could, especially if you had children probably waking up at 6 a.m. to collect all the Easter eggs around the house. Tonight, we've got two drafts on. We are talking all things movie villains and where we're going to draft them. Standard four-round snake draft, as we've been doing in previous weeks. We've got the Statesman's shit joke corner, whatever we're calling that at this these days. This is all about reality TV shows while we're in isolation. And we thought we might actually talk some football for once. And we're going to draft the best Brownlow medalist of the AFL era. So that was 1990 onwards. And we'll be talking all things Brownlow medalist. And as usual, we have the man from Western Victoria in the most isolated place on the earth, Stevie Fizz. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Just living life as usual down here. Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed at all. And he has moved into a bigger house and room. We welcome Cam McLaughlin.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I was just saying to Jono when we first joined the call that I showered for the first time in 4 days, just before the pod, cleaning myself up for you boys on the Skype call.
Well, I only took 330 steps on Saturday.
Is that just back and forth to the fridge?
No. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
And maybe a toilet stop in between. And we welcome him all the way from Tasmania. It is the Statesman. How you doing, mate?
25,520 steps were my total for Saturday. I thought I'd have a quick check after your record-breaking effort there, Jono. But I'm doing well.
Well, if anyone can break 330 steps or less than that, I'd like to hear from them. Hit us up on the Twitters and the Facebook. I want to see step counters, people. The least amount of steps we are taking at the moment in isolation. But we are doing two drafts tonight. We are going to kick it off with the movie villain draft, four-round snake draft. We are going to pick our villains. And Steve, you've got the number generator there. Generate us an order and let's get into it.
Who wants to be first?
Yeah, throw me in.
Jono, you can be number two.
Ooh. Nice.
Jono,
Cam is number one.
Yeah, boy.
Ooh.
Stato is not two, three.
Leaving.
And that means I'll be last.
It's a four. Far away, kinda, Cam. No pressure.
I kind of didn't want one, to be honest, but I'll lock in Sith Lord himself, Darth Vader, number one.
Really? I thought it was actually an obvious pick, but I can't feel happy about it. Like, I'm not a Star Wars guy, but he seems like such a... He's an obvious pick, but he seems like such a boring pick.
He's safe, is what I'd say. You're going to get 110 every year.
Yeah.
I had this guy ranked above him, and that was the Joker.
He was my number two. I was literally just tossing up. Yeah,
I can't go past the Joker. He's too good for me.
Is that? Do you have to specify?
It's just the Joker in every single media.
I think you need to specify that.
I think specify. Tommy Lee Jones, obviously the best.
Who?
Tommy Lee Jones? You serious?
No. He was Two-Face, buddy.
Oh, fuck. Tommy.
You're thinking Heath Ledger. Yes. I'm going to go with Heath Ledger. Joker. That was unreal.
Heath Joker.
Yeah, they're so close, those two. I can see how you get them mixed up.
You might be thinking Jack Nicholson, maybe?
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Yeah,
yikes.
Stato, who's your first pick?
Well, I'm sort of glad I didn't get picks one or two, because I understand historically that those two should be picked number one and two. But I've never seen a Star Wars movie. apparently he's someone's father or something. It's about the extent of my knowledge.
Gee, spoilers.
And yeah, I've never watched the Batman movies at all, and have no interest. So Hannibal Lecter comes at number three for me.
Okay,
I was hoping I could have got him in round two. To be honest, good pick.
Yeah, it leaves me with my favourite villain.
Here it comes. My favourite. Load up, Steve.
My favourite villain of all time, Shooter McGavin.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely, I thought I could get him in the fourth.
The fourth? You on drugs?
Yeah, I thought he'd go to the fourth.
Yeah, no. Everyone else would have picked him before. The fourth, sure.
You eat shit for breakfast?
So many great lines. Fantastic.
That was on the other night, the other week, I think.
The tough pick's the second one. This is a tough draft. I'm having a lot of trouble with this. Do I want to keep going fun, or do I want a serious one? Do I want to try win over the crowd?
No, well, Statham's going to just win everything.
That's true.
How did I win the doctors last week? How I won the doctors last week was weird.
Did you win the doctors one last week?
I did.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, I should.
I think Doctor Who. People love Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's true.
That is true. And Scully.
But I went the Trekkie just for the I've never watched Star Trek, but I went for the Trekkie just for the Trekkie votes and got nothing.
Oh, so wait, did you not watch the show but want to put away Dr. McCoy?
Yep.
Is that the...
Well, I thought it was. I thought it was just, that's vote taken, and that's a Donald move.
There's two I'm tossing up between... I'm going to go Drago.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
The original, early, Rocky IV. Rocky IV.
Seems early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was early.
There's so many guys I could say like I'd like here, but it's like he's such a, to me he's a good villain because you feel for him, because at the end of the day he's not like, he's the bad guy. He kills Apollo Creed, like amazing, no remorse. But then you kind of feel for him at the end as Rocky's doing his incoherent rant. You know, it ends the Cold War, amazing scenes.
Who have you got, Stato, for your second pick?
I'm skipping someone I had marked down as my number four. I'm hoping to get back to him, but I'm going to go for the second round, Terminator.
Which one?
Which
one?
Two.
T-1000.
Yeah, T-1000 was the one I was debating.
Yeah, T-1000. I had nightmares about T-1000. I watched it when I was like five.
I was actually going in with that... I had him as my second pick. I was going to T-1000. So
very good pick.
You've changed my... It was tossed up between T-1000 and this other pick. And I think my third pick can get back to me. So I'm going to go the Xenomorph from the Alien movies. It's got to be the Alien. Because that just has no remorse, does not give a shit about anyone or anything. It just kills. So ultimate bad guy. And Acid for Blood, how cool.
Amazing.
Not bad. Not bad. I'm going to lock in Megatron.
Yeah, I had Megatron on my list. Megatron. But I think you could have got him later because his plans were always foiled by the Autobots.
Were they?
Most of them.
I don't rate movie Megatron.
Oh, no, animated movie Megatron.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. The one where he kills Optimus Prime.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah.
Starscream's also better than Megatron.
Starscream's a little bitch.
Starscream is a bitch.
Starscream's better. Starscream's better. Always trying to undercut the boss.
Okay, so I might go... Jeez, there's so many. I'll go Dr. Evil at number three.
Yeah, Dr. Evil on my list.
Yeah.
What?
Dr. Evil. He's got so many good lines.
He created a clone of himself.
Yeah.
To avoid his son.
Sharks with frickin' lasers. Great lines. So many great lines.
There is so many good choices still on the board, isn't there?
Throw me a bone.
I don't think he gets back to me, so I'm taking the Predator.
Ooh.
And I was right to hold off because I'm going Hans Gruber.
Oh, that was my fourth pick.
I can't believe you didn't take him like first, Jono. You love Hans Gruber.
I do love Hans, but I thought he would have slid a bit.
Yes.
That's right. I've got a couple of...
That's good aligning. Yeah, that's good ranking.
Lock, yep. That's going to lock up the draft for Stato.
Yeah.
Megatron. Yeah. I've got to pick two in a row here, don't I? I'm going to take my favourite movie villain, and that's Big Ern McCracken. I know no one will have heard of him, but Big Ern McCracken's fucking amazing. There's a movie called Kingpin, Jono. And,
I've seen it a bit long time ago.
Yeah, so Bill Murray's the bad guy, and he's basically Shooter McGavin, but has better lines and an even bigger piece of shit. Like, he just owns the movie. It's amazing. There's about 3 billion guys I could pick here, or girls, yeah. Actually. I got some girls. I'm not a Ben Stiller fan, but I love White Goodman.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Nice.
Oh, this is big. I've got 8 here that I all rate round the same, but I have to...
Big tier.
I have to go the Kingpin, Vito Corleone, the Godfather.
Vito or Michael?
Vito.
Who was better? Vito's better, you reckon? So, okay. Interesting one.
The Godfather. And when you got to think it's the double here, because it's Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro.
Yeah, but Marlon Brando was in it for like half a movie. All right, my last pick. I can pivot in so many ways, but I love this movie. It's one of my favourite movies, and Steve, I know it's one of your favourite books, so I'm going Patrick Bateman.
Is he a bad guy?
Or is he an anti-hero? Yeah.
Well, this is one of the big things I had. Yeah.
Is this American Psycho? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had the same convo with Jen. Like, same convo.
And my thought was more, like, I love Daniel Plainview. Right, I love There Will Be Blood. I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. He's not the bad guy. He's the protagonist. He's anti-hero. You know, it's the same sort of thing.
All right, if you think he's the anti-hero, then I'll go with Alex Delarge from Clockwork Orange.
Again, not a bad guy.
No, shit.
I just wanted to see your face on that one.
All right, no, fuck it. I'll go and.
You're just doing that for the DOS vote.
Oh, the DOS vote.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lonely vote.
DOS has lots of friends. They'll vote for that.
Oh, man, there's so many really good ones left, and I'm just going to go with one that I think is probably the best acted villain in the last, like, 20 years. I'm going to go with Hans Lander out of Inglourious Bastards.
I did have a list.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So many good ones.
He was one of my 8.
Yep. He's very, very good. But just missing the list. Are we done?
That's done.
Yeah. Just so, missing the list. I'll run through it. Cam has got... What's that, Lana? Darth Vader, Megatron, Dr. Evil. Jono's got the Heath Ledger Joker, Alien Predator, Alex Delight. That's a solid lineup. That's coming second. Stato.
Wait till DOS find out about this.
It's coming second.
Hannibal Lecter, T-1000, Hans Gruber, and The Godfather. I've got Shooter Drago, Big Ern, and White Goodman. So I'm getting the comedy vote at the very least.
I think Cam's losing this one.
Yeah, I think it's a good list, but I feel like it may not have played to the audience too well.
I think you're kind of all over the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Cam. Come on. That is Cam.
I just can't believe there were so many that people missed, like, Biff from Back to the Future.
Yeah, I have
Kaiser Soze
on my list.
Principal Rooney.
Yeah, I got Rooney on my list.
HAL 9000.
Pennywise.
I had Tyler Durden.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger. Not even spoke about Freddy Krueger.
Mr. Blonde.
No slashes.
Mr. Blonde.
No slashes.
Who?
Mr.
Blonde. Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Vincent Vega, Pulp Fiction. Calvin Candy.
Is Vince Vega a bad guy, though?
Yeah. Bloody oath, he's a bad guy.
What?
From Pulp Fiction.
I don't see there's any.
Nah.
Calvin Candy. Leonardo DiCaprio in Django Unchained. Yeah. Frank Costello from The Departed. Love that movie.
Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters?
No.
Come on, man. He's so good. And Shang Tsung.
Tommy DeVito from Goodfellas. Joe Pesci.
Godzilla? Would you call Godzilla evil? Originally he was and then became good.
He's misunderstood.
And Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I was wondering whether someone would take him instead of Hannibal Lecter, to be honest. But
Hannibal Lecter's more evil than
Dude,
he puts the lotion.
Two of my favourite ones. I love Gordon Gekko. I reckon he's amazing. Yeah. And Bill the Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
But going down the comedy line, like I love Lumberg. From Office Space.
Yes.
Great bad guy.
That is brilliant.
Judge Smales from Caddyshack. Good bad guy.
Yeah.
Doyle from The Sting. So a bit older there. He's a good bad guy.
Good movie,
Sting. I like Regina George from Mean Girls.
Yeah, I reckon she's a ripper.
And
Annie Wilkes from Misery.
Yeah. Christoph from The Truman Show. I reckon he's...
And hey, what about Shredder from the Ninja Turtles?
What about Doc Ock, Jono?
Oh yeah,
Doc Ock, yeah.
And probably
Norman Osborn, but I've got Norman Osborn, who's much more evil than Doc Ock because he made the anti-Avengers or the Dark Avengers.
And Kevin Spacey with Kaiser Soze, the dude in Seven, and the dude in Swimming with Sharks, which is such a low under the radar movie, but it's really good.
Did no one pick Jaws?
The shark in Jaws.
The shark in Jaws and the iceberg in Titanic. Underrated.
No one actually picks Scar from Lion King.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
He was a prick.
He was.
Don't you not watch that movie? Babyface love that one.
He was a prick. All right, these will be up on the Twitters and there will be a poll coming up. But now we're going to move on to the Stato's bad joke. Stato, this is your baby. So, take it away. Run us through it.
I wanted some of this to be comedy gold, but after I've done this week's, I realise it's more a corner for dad jokes. So, this week's all about reality TV because they're all going to be hurt in this isolation period, especially when you think of things like Love Island or Temptation Island, all those type of ones, because it's all touchy-feely and connection between human beings. Well, we can't do that at the moment. But there is one reality TV show that won't need to change this year, and that's The Masked Singer. That's the worst dad joke in history.
What? What's that?
The Masked Singer.
Where D-grade celebrities get auto-tuned to sing, and then they get revealed when they don't get enough votes.
Oh.
But they wear a mask.
Ah.
Yeah, and they wear like an octopus joke. Or a robot or something like that.
Okay.
Whew. God. That didn't go down well then.
Well, mine's not going to go down too well either.
What's yours, Johnny?
I don't even know what we're doing, to be honest.
Well, I don't know if you've heard about this new reality show coming out. It's about a bunch of flat earthers who try to travel to the end of the world. Unfortunately, the finale, there is no cliffhanger.
Hey! Wow.
That's all right.
That's good.
That, Cam.
That's
a joke
good.
Like that.
That's good.
No, I love it.
You ready,
so
Cam?
How about Steve goes first? Because I legitimately had no idea what we were doing. So
yeah.
I need to think.
Look, being the creative genius that I am, the big wigs at the networks have called me in to spitball a few new reality shows. So we're going with, instead of So You Think You Can Dance, you've got So You Think You Can Distance, MasterChef, Takeaway Only, Farmer Wants a Ventilator, Quarantine Eye for the Straight Guy, Married at First Skype, and bringing back one from my childhood, It's a Lockout.
Well done.
Oh, wow.
Married at First Skype, though. That's mega dollars, that one.
I'm just lock one in at the end there. Who dares quarantines? I think that's okay. And that I'm done. I got nothing else.
Do we get $50 for that? I'll give you a 50.
Someone put that on Twitter. They're like, this is how Australia's economy worked, and it was just Mike Whitney with Who Dares Win. Best yeah. 4.5 minutes of my life.
Just needs 50 bucks.
I'm going to get this guy to drink a whole emu egg. Here's 50 bucks.
The things people would do for a pineapple back in the day were unbelievable.
Yeah. So good.
I reckon,
so good.
Tell me fair, like if Mike Whitney just like sidled up to you walking down the street, you're like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. You say whatever you want. I'll give it a crack.
Such a good tweet. All right, moving on to the second part of the show. We're going to talk some actual football for once, where we are going to draft some AFL era Brownlow medalists. And Steve, we'll kick off with a number generator with Cam. Where is he drafting at?
Four. Oh, no!
Stato.
Three.
Oh, okay.
Me.
Oh, you can't be four. Two.
Okay. Oh, Steve, number one.
Almost a reverse order.
Basically. Yeah.
So I'll kick it off with Gary Ablett Jr.
Yes, valid pick. Valid pick.
Yep.
Two-time Brownlow medalist.
Two Brownlows, two Premiership Cups, six BNFs, and eight All-Australians. A valid number one pick there. The only bad thing about his career is he played for Geelong.
Gold Coast legend, Gary Ablett.
Just don't buy it.
Gold Coast, more Brownlow medalists than, say, I don't know, Port Adelaide.
Gavin Wanganeen?
One did Essendon.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember where he won that. Tough choice, but I'm going to go Adam Goods, my first pick.
Yeah, good choice. I like it.
Two-time Brownlow medalist, premiership player as well.
Yeah, I'm actually punting and not going to pick my second pick and go my third pick, hoping I can get my second pick rolling back. But I'm going to go one Chris Judd. Two-time Brownlow medalist, a premiership medallion, five BNFs, a Norm Smith medal, as well as six All-Australian Guernseys.
Well, standard Juddy or Goods for me. Either one. I like Goods.
I'd Judd at two.
Yep, good pick. I'd Judd at two as well. I'm going to lock in two-time Brownlow medalist and the WA vote, Nat Fyfe.
Do you think you'll get the WA vote for Nat Fyfe? You might get the Freo vote, but Eagles fans will tell you to jump.
Yeah. And then second, I'll lock in Robert Harvey.
See, if you wanted all of WA, you would have gone Matt Prittis, but you stuffed up there.
No one wants Matt Prittis.
And this is drafting...
Goes undrafted. Goes undrafted.
This is drafting well, because my number three got through... Oh, I took him at number three, but my number two... I get in the second round, one Nathan Buckley, Brownlow medalist, six-time Best and Fairest winner, seven All-Australian jumper.
And that three-peat. Hanger honour.
And
it was just consolation Brownlow.
And a Norm Smith medal, thank you very much.
Not even in my top 10.
Magnificent second round draft pick.
Not in my top 10.
I can't believe you had him
undrafted.
Had him at number three, hey?
No, I had him at number two.
I'm sorry, what?
Number two.
I reckon you could have got him in the third.
In the fourth. I didn't have him on my list.
Yeah, I don't have
easy.
Him.
No.
I'm easy. No. I'm just looking at Brownlow performances here. I'm not...
Career-wise.
It's going to be one of the Brisbane trio. It's hard to go past it, but Michael Voss, just tough as nails, just absolute gun. Vossy for me.
Oh, so it's back to me. I'll go for my fifth pick, Greg Williams.
Good one. Later on. Good pick.
Good one.
Can I say, here we go, two BNFs and only two All-Australian Guernseys. Wasn't in my top 20.
Two Brownlows.
Jeez,
came second in another.
Only one Brownlow in the AFL era.
Yeah, it came second as well in the AFL era. All the two-time Brownlow winners have gone, so, you know.
I've got two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Robert Harvey, yeah. He only got one. Chris Grant was one of those winners, mate, so it does not count. There's an asterisk on that one.
Robert Harvey won two, mate, back to back.
I know he did, but Chris Grant won it in 97. He was robbed, I
tell you. All right, Bulldogs.
How many undeserving Bulldogs have won Brownlows?
Oh,
Cooney. Adam Cooney is probably the best. Cooney.
It was a brilliant year, to be fair. And it was only the injury that probably curtailed him from not being a superstar for a long time.
For my next pick, I'll go Hurd.
Yeah, good pick.
Oh, good pick.
Not even on my list of prick.
Yeah, but you hate Essendon, so that doesn't
That's count. True. That's true. Back to me again. I love this bloke as a player, even though he hurt me in the prelim finals. That's Mark Rusciuto.
My third round pick is Dustin Martin. Two premierships, two BNFs, three All-Australians, two Norm Smith medals.
But what does the Norm Smith have to do with a Brownlow? Because that's awarded after the Brownlow.
No, we're drafting Brownlow winners. So these are the players.
Yeah, the Brownlow's awarded before the grand final, though.
Yeah, but we're drafting people that have won a Brownlow.
Yeah, I know Dusty's won one. But I think the Norm Smiths are irrelevant.
Not at all. It's about, aren't we picking the best players out of the Brownlow medalists? We're building a franchise around?
Not really.
So at the moment, I've got Judd and Buckley in the guts, and
I love Stato here. Oh, I've drafted guns. Yeah, they're all fucking brown. If you've got a dud in the first nine picks of a Brownlow draft, probably fail.
True.
Cam, who are your picks?
I'm going to go Catless here, and I think I'm going to end up with Simon Black.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm also going to lock in Plugger.
No.
1990. What? He was 80, 89.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay, I'm going to lock in we'll go Shane Crawford.
Oh,
God.
Someone please go Woe Worden.
That reminded me so much of that Chief Wiggum, the suspect is hatless.
We are directly under the earth, so now.
So it's me. Should you pick against people that you dislike afterwards? So it's like the Hall of Fame. If they've sort of gone off the rails a little bit, you shouldn't go towards them.
Are you talking Cousins?
Oh, I think it gives him a bump, if anything.
It gives him a bump. Oh, God, this is a tough one, because I want to go other people, but let's face it, with three premierships, four All-Australian, and a best and fairest in a premiership year, and another couple, I've got to go Jason Akermanis.
Yeah, good pick. That just narrows it down for me. That's an easy pick for me. Because his wife is so stunning and brave.
Whoa.
Jimmy Bartel.
Damn it!
Wow. Or
ex-wife, I should say.
Yeah, I like that you said, and brave.
Is this the last pick coming up?
Yeah.
No, we're done.
Yeah. I've got one more.
No, there is generally two very unlucky players here.
What do you mean?
It's a lot. It's more than that.
There should be...
No, two very unlucky. Very unlucky.
I think
unlucky.
There'll be one unlucky.
Go for it.
I'm going to take...
Titch or Dane?
I'm going to take Dane Swan.
No, yeah. Oh, wow.
So Titch, Danger, still on the board. Prittis, Steins.
Sam Mitchell.
Mitchell, no, Cochin.
My next picks were like Danger and Sam Mitchell.
Yeah. So Ben Jimmy Cousins, Stein. Sam Mitchell and Dangerfield, all their data is mind-blowing.
Yes.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. So, why I like Danger is because he's polled like 20 votes in like the last like 8 years. Mm. And Swanee's 4 year run when he was at the top was pretty unbelievable.
It was. Danger's a 7-time All Australian, and we didn't pick him up in 4 rounds.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, so I had the vote in my mind.
Sam Mitchell, 4 premierships, 5 best and fairest, and 3 All-Australians.
Yeah, he's a gun. I would have picked him before a lot of these guys. Like, I didn't have...
Greg Williams.
Well, I didn't have Bartel. I didn't have Crawford super high.
Yep, agreed.
So I had Diesel. I thought I could get him in the 3rd or 4th.
I didn't really have Acker super high either, to be honest.
Acker didn't make my list.
I was going to grab him in the 4th, potentially. Whoa, wait a minute. Stiff. Very stiff.
Stiff.
Adam Cooney, stiff. Very stiff.
Adam Cooney, stiff.
Scotty Wine, Jim Steins. Missing out some greats there. Wanganeen was, what, 93?
He got 18 votes, man. 18 votes to win the Brownlow.
Who? Will Woden.
Wanganeen.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
It's amazing looking at the Brownlow how votes have just spiked so much.
Yeah.
Like, guys are winning with double. Like, you were winning with 20 votes before, and now that's like 5th.
Yeah.
There is more games.
Yeah. Oh, it's just funny. Like, you know, Wanganeen came 2nd another time. Like, there was the when they had the three-peat, there was 3 guys who finished a vote. Like, when it was Goods, Buckley and Rusciutto tied, the 3 guys who were 2nd a vote behind have all won Brownlows as well.
Wow.
Wow.
Scotty West yet to win. Never won one. 2nd, I think, about 5 out of 7 years or something like that in a row. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, we actually do have a few questions this week from the listeners. We're going to start off with Vincent Adultman. He wants us to do a draft of TV show theme songs.
Wow. That's
actually not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
We've done top 5. For theme songs before.
Have we?
Yeah, because we talked about DuckTales and everyone agreed that DuckTales was the goat.
Ah, okay. Russ is eagerly awaiting for the Brownlow medalist ruck run. Well, there's 2. Jim Stein, Scott White. That is it. Jaden Evans asks, what are the odds of Shane Woden going pick one? I don't think he was on any of our lists whatsoever.
True story. A dude who I was friends with at the time, he had $5 on basically every big Melbourne fan. $5 on every Melbourne player at the start of the year. One on Woden, 250-1.
Wow.
What year was that? Was that 01? Or something like that? It must have been, because that's the year they made the grand final.
No, they made it in 2000.
Or 2000. So it must have been 2000 then. Crazy. Michael at Beard87 says he's running low on TP. He was wondering if he should switch to newspaper and give his missus a few more extra days of luxury or just wipe away like the competitive savage he is.
Have a shower. Just have a shower.
Just bog stomp that down the bloody drain. It's fine.
No, well, you can still do...
Wipe away like a savage. Fuck you, missus. You're the man.
Who's working? I want to know who's working from home and who's actually going out there to risk the Rona at the moment. So if you're out there, Michael, you take the TP, make your missus wipe like a competitive savage that she might not be.
I disagree, but you know, I don't want to be the voice of reason every time.
If you are going to work, take that TP home. Just grab some TP. Who's going to notice?
We get it in boxes of 48s. I had 3 boxes at work. So it's just like Oprah, just you have some TP and you have some TP. It's fine. Mind you, it's only 2-ply. And that shit turns to sandpaper real quick if you've had a night on the grog.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's been... We won't go there. Actually, here's a villain we actually miss. It's from TWR, and it was Nicolas Cage from Face Off. Face Off. That was actually a pretty good villain.
But Nicolas Cage, like, you know. There were so many good villains who missed out. Like, we didn't have Bricktop.
No, we did not. We did not.
We missed old mate Anton Chigurh from No Country from Old Men.
Again, we're talking villains. He's not the villain. He's not
the villain.
The guy who steals the money originally is the villain. He's just trying to get it back. You could tell that story from the other side.
I mean, you could, it seems.
It's Josh Brolin's a bad guy because he took the money.
That's right. Josh Brolin's a bad guy. Fuck Josh Brolin.
He's a nice guy. Thanos. No run. What? Yeah.
Yeah. Ultron. Yeah. Okay. Wilson Davis has asked, love a preseason draft of players robbed of a Brownlow. Kudafidis has to be top five pick. Chris Grant, number one pick. Robbed. Absolutely robbed. Corey McKernan.
Yeah, Corey McKernan.
Done. As Scott Weskin ran out number three. Joe Watson robbed of a Brownlow.
He was literally robbed of a Brownlow.
Literally robbed of a Brownlow. So
had it in his hands.
He had it for a year. So. I suppose he had Cuda.
Really?
He was good for... But was he? He was only good for a couple of years before he got that injury, wasn't he? It was like 95, 96.
Well, I saw the question come through. I mean, he was a good player, but he was... He was a match winner, that's for sure.
And Chris Steele was better.
A tumbleweed actually just went past me in my house, Jono. That was amazing.
It is windy in Victoria at the moment, so... have we got anything else, boys? Anything else at all we want to have a chat about?
Not really. I saw, did you see Stage 3's moved to like May 11th or something now?
Yeah, Dan Andrews is...
What's that? What's Stage
3? That's basically what the stage of lockdown we're at.
Yeah, they're in Queensland, mate. They just go to the beach.
Yeah.
So, wait, so it's not going to be lifted until May?
That's correct.
It's going to be reassessed in May.
Yeah.
Wow. Yikes.
Whereas the NRL want to kick off May 28 in Albury.
They're so bad. I love it so much. It's a train wreck, the NRL, at the moment.
They got no money. I love that statement from Channel 9. It's just
exactly.
Where the fuck's our money going? What the fuck have you done with it?
Their statement, that's the most scathing thing I've read in a long time.
Was that official
time.
Or was that just bullshit?
No, official.
That was official. Fuck.
It's brutal. Yeah. And they've actually said, we don't want you to play. You know what? Take the year off. Because Channel 9 need the money. So, like, it's all sorts of, it's not so good at the NRL heartland at the moment.
Well, unfortunately, the news and now, like, the sports report is basically what footballers are doing in quarantine. It's just...
Yeah.
I think Jaden Stevenson recreated Tom Cruise from Risky Business. Jack Crisp dyed his hair bleach blonde. It's ridiculous.
Pendle dyeing his hair bleach blonde if it was 10,000 likes or 50. Something. That's got to happen.
10 or 50,000?
Oh, they said 10 on the pod, so it's it's 10. Yeah.
I voted yes anyway because I want to see that.
Yeah. I saw the article from Fox Sports today. It was it Nathan Brown said that they should bring back old players like Favola and that for this year?
I did say that.
There is no content at all. There is no content anymore.
And there was Geelong was getting Sanderlands, and I'm like, actually, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Melbourne was getting Michael Barlow. I was actually looking at it before we came on. I can't remember.
That's not bad either.
Yeah, they need another
Adelaide Crow. Yeah, the Crows were getting Favola. No, we don't want any of that. All right, I think we will wrap it up right there. Thanks for listening. Thanks, everyone, for all your suggestions. We will take it on board. We will probably get to them at some stage because we don't know when the hell we're actually going to get back to real life. Stay safe and check us out on Twitters at The Draft Doctors and on Facebook as well. Just keep sending in those suggestions. We are looking for content, so if you can help us out, that'd be great.
Well, we're going to do the gift draft next week. We're not looking for content. We've got content coming out of our ass. And your after grog liquid bog, apparently, Jono.
Yes.
Chocolate shotgun.
Help me.
Come on. Images in everyone's, in the couple hundred people listening now in the off season.
There's like five now. There's like five people listening.
Is that what we had? Downloads are dropped to five a week.
Yeah, five a week. But I was just suggest on Twitter that we, like, once it's all lifted, we have a bit of a piss up in Melbourne.
It sounds like a plan.
A draft doctor's style.
Everyone. Get the traders. Fantasy involved. Community piss up.
Fantasy community piss up. That's a good idea.
Yep.
I'll come down for sure.
Oh, actually, just don't tell Cam what date we're doing it.
I'll Skype in.
We all just rock up in our hazmat suits. That'd be great.
Harvest Lane for everyone.
Harvest Lane. Oh, God.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.